Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, ooh, you put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart. Ooh, ooh, you put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart.
I find it hard to believe someone like you came to me.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this love in my heart, oh yeah. I wanna know where bad feelings go when I'm depressed and I get down so low.
And then I say, you come into me,
and it's alright.
And it's alright.
I wanna tell you right now, I'm not afraid to say how.
You put this love in my heart.
But you always find me out.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this love in my heart, oh yeah. Cause when I see all that you've done for me, it's hard to doubt, I just have to believe. Cause you follow us,
proving all of your love, yeah.
Well, I know the loneliness I had before.
Welcome to Psychic's Gone Wild. Today we have our musical psychic, Pamela Kahn, and she is our love and relationship psychic as well as our business career and you name it. She does angel messages and all kinds of awesome stuff, and she is going to answer your guys' questions, you callers in line. So let's see, what else? What else is going on, Pamela, besides the www.psychicsgonewild.com place I can send them to? How can they get a hold of you?
Sure, at www.pamelacummins.com, and the last name is Cummins. And actually, if you just Google my name, Pamela Cummins, I come up. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, you know, Psychics Gone Wild, my own website. So I'm all over the place.
All over the place.
All over the place.
An easy person to find.
Yes, yes. And I do have I posted in on Facebook and on the Facebook Psychics Gone Wild page that I do have a special offer, so I'd like to announce that if I can, and maybe at the end of the show too. This is only for people who listen to Psychics Gone Wild and our sister station, if I can say the word sister station. Psychic Learning Connection, I'm going to have a special for the listeners from today, and since I know many of you listen to the archives, to Friday night, so it's basically from today to Friday night, and I'm going to give $20 off on a half an hour reading. However, if you are a first-time client, you get the additional regular $10 off that I always give to first-time people, so that's a saving of
$30. $30.
$30.
Wow. That's a good deal. Alrighty.
It is a good deal. So the only thing that I ask is if that you send a payment in my PayPal account, you know, because some people will be – I require that you pay first, and unfortunately that is because of some people who didn't really have much morals, I guess you could say, in the past, so I had to make that a rule.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Unfortunately. Lessons learned, you know,
lessons
psychics.
Learned.
We all learn lessons, you know. A lot of people think because we're psychic, we know everything, you know. And I'm sure I can speak for everyone. And you need to remember the information is channeled through us. We learn lessons just like you do. And I think that's actually what makes us even better psychics, is because a lot of times, at least for myself, I can speak. I've gone through a lot of the experiences that my clients have gone through.
Yep, exactly. And learn from them and have that wisdom to share. So, yep, you've got the practical and both. So.
Exactly.
All right. Very awesome. Oh, let's see. Just so you know, Jethro made one of those command decisions, and officially we are called now the Spiritual Learning Connection, because in retrospect he got to, yes, instead of Psychic Learning Connection, but that's okay. That was just something that came up just, you know, within a few hours, and he made that, you know, he kind of looked at stuff and said, you know, well, what we're doing is not totally, you know, just psychic work. And it's like, it might appeal to a broader, you know, range of people. It's like, you know, we actually work in the spiritual realm. So it's like, yeah, we got everything. When you get over there, I didn't want you to be surprised. It's like, you'll see it says Spiritual Learning Connection today. So.
Okay. And, you know, I did put it out there on Twitter and other as a psychic learning connection, but now it's called the, okay, I have to write that down, spiritual. That actually makes more sense because, no, I have some really good, tonight we have a medium, Belle Salisbury, who has the magazine Belle Esprit, and she's a medium. And the following week I have Dan Rooney and his 12-year-old daughter will be on there. Sierra. And that obviously is going to be on finances for children, you know, how to teach your children finances. But, you know, we all have an inner child, and our inner child, you know, really could use some lessons on finances, because you know how many calls we get about finances. So that's going to be, yeah. So the Spiritual Learning Connection actually is a much better name. I just now have to remember that. So please forgive me if I...
No problem. The rest of us are working on that today too, Pamela. You're not alone.
Okay, good.
Only reason I got a better handle on it is I was in changing all the show names. I didn't get all of them changed, but I think I got about the first 15 of them. By the time I'd done it 15 times, I went Spiritual Learning Connection.
Yeah, I have to do it on my website. I have it on my website. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So then it's going to be SL instead of PLC. It's going to be SLC.
SLC. Yep.
So has the picture changed?
Wow. You know, I hadn't even gotten that far to ask him that, but you're right. Our logo says Psychic's Gone Wild. So, yeah, we're probably going
psychic
to have
Psychic Learning Connection. We're getting
that. Maybe that was another reason, too. It's like, you know, we got to the point where it's like, is it Gone Wild or Connection? It's like, okay, which one? And we're all confused. So. All righty. Boy, you're getting a queue full here. They're getting ahead of us. It's like you got about five people called in here and waiting patiently, so we better get to this here.
Okay, and the one thing I do ask is if you could limit it to one question, you know, just in courtesy for the others who are waiting. I would appreciate it.
All righty. And if Pamela has something, and guys, you know, it's like if Pamela has something to tell you, trust me, she will tell you. So it's like, you know, if you have a question, that's great. And it's like, and if, you know, a lot of times she'll get something like before you even start to talk, she'll say, wait a minute, I got this for you. So, you know.
Yeah, and I don't need. And a lot of times, please don't tell me a story, because if you tell me a story, my ego could get in the way, you know, because now I know everything. Sometimes I'm better off not knowing much, if that makes sense. You know,
it's the mind. It's like I call that the mind chatter. It's like, yeah, sometimes our mind and our logic can try to get in the way of messages. So it's like that makes a lot of sense. It really does. All righty. Well, here we go. Our first caller is area code 805. You're on with us today.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
what is your
you're on.
What is your name, please?
My name's Allie, and I have a question about what my career is.
going to be and kind of what I'm going to be doing sooner than later.
Okay. You know, I don't know if this makes any sense, and it's funny because I got it before, maybe because Kelly said something about that, but I got mixing and creating, okay? And I see you mixing things together, and that, to me, could be so many different things. It could be pottery. It could be cooking, you know, making, creating something. Is that clicking anything inside of you? Because that...
Yeah, I enjoyed creating and doing things like that.
Okay. Well, that's what it feels like it's going to be, okay? And what they're showing me, and I can relate to this because you sound kind of young and you kind of want to know exactly where you're going right now, okay? And I know this from wisdom. You are never going to exactly know where you're going to be career-wise because it always shifts and changes, okay? Because what I'm seeing is like you're making something out of clay, okay? And, you know, it's a cute little doll. Okay, and then that does well for a while, and then you need to modify and change it, you know, and then it goes into a beautiful angel. So that's what it feels like. It's going to start shifting, and I heard the song Follow the Yellow Brick Road, and I always get that song when, you know, you're going on the path, and it's kind of the path of unknown, okay? And this is really cool because I'm seeing Dorothy, you know, from The Wizard of Oz, going down the road, and she's going down the road, and somebody hands her a sign, and she reads it, and she's like, oh, okay, that's the way that I need to go. And then somebody else hands her a map, okay? So really all I'm getting is creating, mixing, and when I think of that, it feels like it's going to be almost like self-employment or working with people where you have, you know, a lot of say-so. You're not sitting at a desk working 9 to 5. It's like you're a part of a group, but you could also stand on your own. So I know that's not exactly what you're going to be doing because, again, it is in the making. So I hope that helps.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay.
All righty.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much. And, call us back and let us know how things go. It's like that's, we always like to hear those follow-up moments, too.
Right.
All righty. And let's see, and even more called in while she was on, so it's like we're clicking right along here, Pamela. Okay, we have area code 512. 512, you are on with us.
Hello, I'm just opening to hearing anything that you get.
Okay, and can I get your first name or at least your initial, just so I can pick
up? Sure, my name is Pearl.
Pearl. Okay, for some reason, I think I spoke to you before because that's such an unusual name. That's my grandmother's name who I never met, okay? And what I'm seeing is you taking your hands above your head and, like, opening them up, okay? And to me, that means all the gifts, and I'm seeing rainbows, and oh, it's so cute. I'm hearing this really old song that I just love so much, Crystal Blue Persuasion, okay? Who's sings that? He sings the song Moni Moni. I can't think of his name right now. Okay, but when I think of that song, to me, that just is a very spiritual uplifting song. So what that means to me is you're going to have some spiritual uplifting moments, some good things. I'm actually feeling you like channeling information, okay? So what that means to me is your guides and your angels are going to be giving you a lot of good ideas and information, and you need to act on it, okay? And you may think to yourself, well, I'm not psychic. I don't know how to do that. But it comes in many forms, and what they're showing me is like a book dropping and just opening up to a page, okay? So it feels like that is how the information is going to go and to follow through on it. And I'm seeing Louise Hay in this movie. I think it was her movie, and where she's saying, and you just follow your inner ding, okay? And what that means is, you know, an idea will come to you, and you just follow what feels right, your inner ding. And, you know, that's just called your intuition, your gut feeling. We all have that, okay? And you can tell that. I mean, I'm sure everyone listening can think of a time when something said, no, don't do that, and you're like, nah, and your logical mind got in the way, and then you did it and regretted it, okay? So follow your inner ding, because I feel like a lot of opportunities, a lot of creative ideas, and I'm even getting a lot of friendships will be coming your way, you know. And
yay.
Yeah, all good stuff. So I'm just hearing to go for it. And I'm seeing the little check mark, you know, the old Nike commercial, you know, just do it. So just do it. Okay?
Can I give you some validation?
Oh, sure, sure. Because
I talked a little bit on my show today about gut feelings and following your instincts. And then I do that all the time. I see that little check mark all the time. Nike, just do it.
Oh, that's so funny.
The taking your hands and opening them above my head. Well, this morning I just, because, I don't know, it just came to me. I did a little ritual before my show to kind of open me up. And I took my hands and I put them at my heart together as though you were praying.
Right.
And then I would take them and I would put them out forward and I would open them up like I'm opening up the channel.
Oh, neat. Neat.
So you saw the hand thing. So.
Great. Great. So it's just, it's totally validation on, you know, what you're picking up.
What you're picking up.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying also what I meant on what you're picking up, your own intuition on lifting your hands up. Do you understand? So we're, you're validating me, but in a sense I was validating you.
Yes.
We're validating each other.
So I thank you so much for your time. And you are always so fun to call into.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Make sure you call back. It's like we love hearing from people.
I was about to say that, Kelly, but I didn't want to steal your line.
All righty. Sounds good. Thank you so much. All righty. And our next caller here has been real patient, and this is area code 617. 617, you are on with us.
Hello?
Hello? Okay, well, I'm hearing Birdie Bird, but I'm not hearing anybody else.
Birdie Bird's having fun today. He's been going on for hours.
All righty. Well, 617, it's like don't give up on us here. Maybe you accidentally pushed mute, or 617 might have stepped away from their phone, because I know sometimes people get phone calls or different things. So we will put them back in the queue and come back to them. And our next patiently waiting person is... this is, I think, is a Skype number, because it's all ones, and I think those are usually our Skypes. Yep.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. And what is your name, please?
Sophia.
Sophia. And how can I help you?
Is it all right to ask a general, too?
You just want a general question?
Yeah, see what the guides
were. Okay. That's fine. Okay. I get song lyrics, and I heard Aretha Franklin singing Who's Zoomin' Who, okay? And and I also felt like a little manipulation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing the song Who's That Lady, okay? And I'm also getting that you're very wise, okay?
Oh, God, you're good.
Yeah. Okay, so it feels like, you know, you have a lot of wisdom, and you know that somebody's out there kind of trying to manipulate you. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm hearing, just stop it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, speak up. You know, I personally, it was funny. I was talking to a friend earlier, and she said, thank you for showing me that there's boundaries. And I was like, hey, I learned many years ago, okay?
I do have boundaries, yes.
Yeah, yeah, and, you
They're
know.
They're very
but,
clear.
Yeah, but I feel like sometimes you need to say it to somebody a lot. Okay, because you may be clear, but they're not hearing it. But and
mm-hmm.
the other aspect is I'm feeling, okay, I'm hearing this song, lyric, I'm getting a lot of songs with you. I'm hearing joy and pain, sunshine and rain. And we all go through our periods, and I feel a lot of joy coming, okay? And I pulled the sun card, okay?
Wow.
So, yeah, so it feels a lot of things are coming, a lot of opening up. I'm getting projects are finishing and they're a go, and I'm seeing a racetrack. So I hope that makes sense to you. You know, it just feels like there's, again, I got this earlier, follow the yellow brick road. However, with yours, it's more like a racetrack. It feels like you're going to start really accelerating very fast.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yes.
You know. And I'm hearing, and you know, all your wishes come true. So be very clear.
Okay.
You know. And I feel like you are a clear channel.
Yes.
Okay. But be very clear. you know, with your thoughts, what you want, and how you want to go, because it does, again, it feels like it's opening up and you're just ready. You know, I'm seeing, you know, stick shift in a race car, zoom, 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 and now I'm seeing my brother-in-law who's really into muscle cars and racing, and, you know, and, you know, as they say in the South, bless his heart, but man, that man can, you know, get what he wants, you know? So it feels like a lot of good things are coming.
Thank you. Did I hear accurate that you have a reading special?
Yes, I do.
I just need to go to your webpage and book one?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I just need to go to your webpage and book one?
Yes, that's all.
That's awesome. I will do that.
Okay, great.
Can't wait.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, we've gone through several callers here. It's like, Pamela, I'll have you repeat your special again here real quick so the rest of our callers and you can hear that.
Right, and it's for Psychics Gone Wild and also the Psychic Learning Connection. This is the only place where I'm saying it, and I'm saying it again because a lot of people listen in the archives, you know. They just don't have the time. But I'm giving until Friday evening, it's $20 off on a half an hour reading. If you are a first-time client, you get an additional $10 off. So that is $30 off on a reading. You know, which
that's
is,
awesome,
you know, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, I wish I could, I wish I could buy it for myself, but, you know, what can I do? I can't, you know.
Yeah, so it's kind of like your pre-Valentine special going on. The other thing I was going to mention is I know you talk about shows coming up, but it's like, let's also mention the shows in archives, because Boundaries, that was one of the first, I think one of the first topics that Pamela did over there on Psychic Learning Connection, and now, of course,
Spiritual Learning Connection.
Right. Yeah, there we go. So go back through and look in some of the archives, because she's had some amazing guests. It's like, I know it was a week or two ago, the gal that did readings with photographs, and it's like,
yeah,
that was really cool. She's had some really, really neat people, and like I said, I think Boundaries was one of her very first two or three. So look back at archives and kind of listen to some of those, because, you know, Pamela's got a lot of wisdom in there, and that's why we're putting those shows out there and leaving them in archives. So they're kind of like a class. It's kind of like a class format, and she shares a lot of things with us. So
guests. I just want to credit my guests, because, you know, I've had some really awesome people who, you know, come on the show.
Cool. All righty. Okay, and clicking right along here. Away we go. It's like, oh, my goodness. They're multiplying. This feels like Alice in Wonderland. And thinking fast, they came at last, and more and more and more. So here we go.
And Birdie Bird's having a field day.
Betty, yeah, I can hear this. Area code 941, you are on with us.
Hi, my name is Carla.
Hi, Carla, and how can I help you?
I'd like some information. How do you see my career progressing, or how do you see it going shortly?
It's funny. Are you on my Facebook page by any chance?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. I'm seeing your picture, so I'm not sure if it's you or not. Okay.
Okay. What's your first
it's name just
again?
My Pamela. It's just my regular Facebook. I don't know, or maybe you know. I'm just seeing you. But anyhow. The song I did get for you is Moving On Up, okay? But I feel like for you it goes in spurts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, feast or famine, but it's not really necessarily famine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're reminding you, you know, because believe me, I know those times when it slows down, it can be a little scary. They're reminding you that when it's slow, that's because it's for you to do other things. You know, and I'm hearing upgrade, okay? So don't worry. Now they're playing Stevie Wonder's Don't You Worry About a Thing, because I do see it really shooting up and, you know, like fireworks. You know, when you go to firework display, I see it shooting up, and it takes a little while, but the sky is beautiful, and that's what it feels like with your business. I'm also getting that it's developing, okay, and I'm seeing like a small piece of clay. God, I'm getting all these art and visions today, but it's a small piece of clay, and it's rolling, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and then it's bigger than a building. So to me, it feels like your business is growing. They're saying patience, and I'm hearing a song lyric, very old song, don't give up on us, baby, okay, because there's a part of you that at times wants to throw in the towel, Okay. Mm-hmm. The other thing I'm hearing, too, is, you know, and I'm not saying you do this all the time, but sometimes you take business things personally mm-hmm. and do your best not to take it personal. Okay. You know, because usually, you know, it's not. And I'm hearing something that, oh, God, I can't remember her name. She's like a soul/rap singer, and she said, you have to remember, I'm sensitive. I'm an artist, you know, when she was mm-hmm. talking about criticism. And nobody likes criticism, okay? Mm-hmm. But remember, it's not you personally, okay? Mm-hmm. And they are saying, if somebody ever personally attacks you, you know, mm-hmm. remember, it's their stuff, not yours.
Okay.
Okay, because...
That totally makes sense, yeah.
Okay, yeah, and I'm hearing the song Fame, I Want to Live Forever, you know, mm-hmm. and they're saying don't do it for the fame, do it for what's, you know, in your heart, and then you will receive, you know, the recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
Okay, do you know when, can you see when it might be picking up more? I know they told me not to worry, but.
Yeah, I'm actually feeling February.
Okay.
Okay, so again, just be patient. I know it's hard,
mm-hmm.
you know, I know.
Yeah.
When the bills are due, I know it's hard, but, yes. you know, just trust. You are definitely on the right path.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye.
All righty. Rock and roll along there. Let's see, I'm trying to write one-handed here and keep up the chat while we're doing this at the same time. Ah, okay, we've got another 1, 2, 3, 4. We've got another 5 folks in there, so hang on. Looks like we're gonna get through everybody here. We've got... 30-some minutes left, so we're doing good for time. And let's see, area code 440, you are on with us now.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Pamela. I am your Facebook friend.
Okay. I see your little logo. I don't think you have your picture on it. I think it's a logo or something.
Right.
But, yeah.
Pink pot leaf.
Okay. Psychedelic, man.
What's that?
I said psychedelic, man.
yeah. My question?
Yes. How can I help you?
Looking for some clarity for a new job, putting feelers out there, wanting to see what you sense, how far off, what I should look for, anything that would help me out.
Okay, for some reason I'm seeing a business suit, okay, and I don't know if you wear a business suit or not, but for some reason I'm feeling something that's a professional, okay, is what I'm getting. And then at the same time as I'm saying professional, but I'm also getting casual, okay, it also feels like a partnership or, you know, I'm hearing a piece of the rock, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what that means, okay? Buy a piece of rock. I don't know if you do insurance or not, but that's what it feels like, you know. All right, what there's...
Can I give you some input if you like?
Let me just tell you this first, okay? I'm feeling that when you go there and when you find it, you're just going to feel a connection, okay? You're not going to love everything about it, but there's a connection. That's how, you know, as you're looking. Okay?
Okay.
That's the only way I can say connection. And I am getting that it is more money. Okay? And it feels pretty stable. I don't know. It feels like right now you have a lot of ups and downs, you know, is a good way of putting it, a lot of ups and downs. But this feels more stable. And, again, I'm getting a piece of rock solid as a rock, whatever that means.
Okay. I've recently had a reading, and I guess I could tell. I'm a machinist, and I'm looking at interviewing at a company. Well, I'm hoping for an interview at a company that's a rather large company in the area. And I've done some work for them through a different company. I like their product. It's exactly what I like to do. But they don't have the machines necessary to make this product. And I'm hoping somehow to be able to be a supplier to them, but I'm in no way set up for with machinery or capital to buy the machinery. So a partnership would be phenomenal.
Yeah, again, and I can't say it's definitely them, you know. I am hearing the song We Can Work It Out. So whoever it is, it again, it just feels like the right connection. I can only describe it as a feel.
Gotcha.
You know? It's kind of like, the example my guides are using, because I'm seeing myself walk into a house. And when you're looking for a place to live and you walk in and you're like, no. And then you walk in and you're just like, oh, yeah, this feels right. Oh, yeah, I could definitely live here. That's how it feels.
Cool.
Okay?
Is there a time reference at all? Or?
They're just telling me in the winter time. I'm hearing Steve Miller in the winter time, so I'm not getting time reference. I'm sorry.
In the winter. Oh, that's close enough.
It's sure better than the spring or the summer, God forbid, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yep, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling, Tony.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in, Tony. Oh, golly. And I think that's the same Tony in the chat room there with us. So it's like, yeah, it's kind of nice to have chat and this at the same time. All righty. And welcome. I was going to say a quick welcome to everybody in chat. And thank you guys for being in there. It's like sometimes we get kind of busy here, and it's like we don't always tend to chat like we should. But thank you guys for listening in. And today we have Pamela on. She is offering a special this week. It's or until Friday. I'll get that right. So Friday, it's $20 off a reading for anyone, and if you're a first-time client, an extra $10. Did I get that one right?
And it's for half an hour. Okay.
For half an hour. All righty.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so there you heard it. All right, and now we're on to area code 301.
Hello, hi. This is Ada. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good, Ada. And how can I help you?
My question is regarding the relationship with my two sisters. We are kind of estranged right now, and I was wondering if you could take a look at that and see if it would be resolved favorably and maybe when.
Okay. All right. First of all, I'm getting a really bad feeling in my stomach over the whole situation. Okay.
Yeah.
It feels totally unfair. All right. I'm seeing a volcano with the lava, okay, the lava's
yeah.
on the ground, and, you know, you need to let that cool down, okay, give them some space. Now they're showing me a timeout, but I'm also hearing Lenny Kravitz sing, "You got to let love rule," okay? So,
okay.
Excuse me, what that means to me is put your feelings aside. When you do finally talk to them, put your feelings, your anger, you know, either actually don't put it aside, work through it first, okay? Then when you can see them, you can come from a more loving place. It feels like things will be really resolved in the spring, but when it's totally, I want to say, all the resentment gone completely, and this, not necessarily from you, but from them, will be summertime.
Okay.
You know how sometimes you forgive, but you don't really forget, and there's a little
yeah.
resentment there?
Yeah.
And that's why it feels like it will take to summer. Time. However, I don't feel like the sisterly bonds are broken. I just feel like they're strained. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what it feels like, you know? So they're saying just, you know, walk the talk, you know? And then my guide said God's talk, you know?
Okay.
So, again, I feel it's really important for you to let out your feelings, you know, in a safe manner, not to them. Okay, whether that's through journaling somebody else, you know, clean your side of the street. So when it's time to speak about this, you'll be coming from a place of love. That's really important. Very important.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because I thought it was really interesting that you picked up on the unfairness aspect, and I don't know if that part will ever be addressed, or if, like you said, to let the love rule and just maybe
yeah.
get over that. I don't know.
Yeah. There. You know, and you can answer that better than I can, but sometimes certain, you know, issues just, you can't convince somebody that something's blue when they see it as orange, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's what it feels like.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
All right. Bye.
Okay.
Call us back in and let us know how that goes.
I will. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Yeah, one of the things that when you were saying that, Pamela, it's like, you know, time heals all things, and it's like, you know, like the letting lava cool. It's like sometimes there's something there, darn it, came in, went out. It's like, I hate it when that happens, but anyway, if I think of it, I'll blurt it out later.
Okay. Yeah, but it's important because You know, I'm actually remembering a time with an old roommate, and he was just a roommate, you know. And I was so angry about something, and I just all let it out. You know, I was in my late 20s and felt so good at the time. And then 15 minutes later, boy, did I regret it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and but it taught me a good lesson. You know, you got to calm down first. It's not worth saying it. Not for that few seconds of gratification, because then the remorse, it lasts much longer.
Well, yeah. And actually, I quoted this the other night. It's like it jogs to mind. It's like, remember this old one that says, I shot an arrow into the air. It came to earth I knew not where. Many years later, I found my arrow in the heart of a tree. I shot my words into the air. They came to earth I knew not where. Many years later, I found my words in the heart of a friend. Mm. So it's that cautionary of, you know, watch what you say. Because, you know, you can always bite your tongue and you can always say something later. But it's really hard to take something back once you said it.
Yeah, but also remember that you can say it later. Because I used to think that when something happened, I couldn't say it. I messed up. That was it. I'd never. And you can go back and say it, as long as it's not like years later. You know?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
A week later.
When they've totally forgotten, yeah.
Yeah, maybe a month tops. But, you know, yeah. But you can always go back and say something. That's important to know.
Yeah, very true. Very true. All righty. Golly, we might make it to the end here. we're at area code 561. 561, you're on with us.
Hello, my name is Robin, and I live in South Florida. And I'll just have any type of message.
Okay. All right. First of all, I'm getting you very sweet, and I'm seeing somebody, you bite into a peach and the juice run down, and I'm hearing Georgia peaches, so I don't know if you have any connection with Georgia, okay? But
mm-hmm.
I think of peaches as very sweet, okay? You know, it's weird. I heard you got to let love rule. I know I just heard that song, but I heard you got to let it in too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So... to me, that means, and it feels like romantically. Are you single right now?
No, I've been married 43 years.
Okay, that doesn't matter, okay? because, well, relationships go up and down, okay? So
right.
Maybe that's what they're talking about, okay, is
right.
To let more love into your marriage, okay? All right, and what they're showing me is a chessboard. And it feels like right now it's kind of at a standstill, all right? So you got to, you know, they're so funny. They're singing a really old dance song, Make That Move. So you got to make
right.
the move on the chessboard, okay?
Right.
I'm also getting, it feels like there are some family issues around. It feels like younger family members, okay? And I'm getting to, you know, stay out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's going on? I hope you understand that, okay?
I do. I'm understanding that you're right on track.
Okay, yeah, stay out of it. I just feel like it's something they have to resolve, and I'm seeing a scene that happened to me in the past. I won't go into great detail, but basically I butt in where I shouldn't have, and boy, I got reamed out by three different men, okay? It was in somebody's relationship, okay? And that's what I'm getting. You're just going to make everybody else, you know, let them,
right
you know.
On, Pam.
Yeah, let them, they're just let them fall. I'm seeing a little kid fall on their butt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're just saying to focus on you, okay? And focus on what makes you happy, okay? A lot of times you tend to put other people before you, okay?
I do.
Yeah, and you put you before them, okay? Yeah, they're showing me the oxygen mask, you know, on an airplane, you know,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, if you have an infant, you got to give yourself oxygen and then the infant, okay? So it feels like you need some self-love there, okay?
Yes.
And
well,
as you...
I just lost my twins, identical twins, and they were 33, and they were lost like within 7 months of each other.
Ooh.
And on the same month,
yeah.
No, well, actually, November of 11 and November of 12, they both within the year, like,
mm-hmm.
and it was very, and you're right about that relationship, because we're like in a state of freeze, we're frozen,
right?
And we have no relationship, and we had, like, you're right on top of everything.
Okay, good.
You know
good.
What I mean? We're like,
yeah.
we had a beautiful relationship, but we're together and we love each other, but there's nothing there. You're so right, honest to God. And then the other part is we're trying to talk my older son into this relationship. You're unreal. That's beautiful. And it's a girl that's a teacher, and he don't want nothing to do. He's mad at us.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're saying exactly
what you needed to hear, yeah. So
exactly, right on top. I mean, he just wants us to leave him alone. He lost his brother 7 weeks ago, and he wants us to leave him alone.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah, leave him alone, definitely. You know, and I'm sorry about your loss.
Yes, it's very traumatic, but
yeah.
I just wanted something about myself this time.
Yeah, well, good, good. You know, so
where my life can bring me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, just focus on you, that's all, you know.
Okay.
Focus on you. Kelly, do you have any input? Because I know that you have lost quite a few family members, so any words of wisdom?
Yeah, time heals all things, and it's like, you know, stuff is really raw at first, and the biggest thing in our culture is you're allowed to grieve, you know, and you're allowed to wear black and do that for a year if you want to, and don't let anybody tell you you can't. You know, if you're feeling sad, you can feel sad, and you're allowed.
Right.
You know, that's the biggest thing to healing. And maybe, I know one thing that helped me actually was journaling type of stuff. It's like, you know, when I got to a point where I couldn't talk to anybody, I would sit down and just take a notebook, and I called it my journal, and it's like I would just write. And I also got like one of those sketch diaries, because after a while, words fail, and I went, oh, a picture's worth 1,000 words. So I just started sketching, and I started drawing pictures, and then I'd go back and just take some colored pencils and color them and stuff. And
beautiful.
All those are forms of
therapy. I don't want to talk to people. You're right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, and you can always do the set up the chair moment. And it's like where you sit in a chair, and it's like, you know, you face the empty chair, and you visualize that person there, and you say to them the things that you wanted to say to them that you never got to say to them, because believe it or not, they're there.
Oh, yeah.
They're more present than you would think, but it's like it kind
of
helps you visualize them being there. So, yeah.
Well,
and feel free
to
call back, you know, and feel free to call
Pam, you were right on top. I was like, I had the chills because you were right there. I went to the doctor because we were so worried, we're so frozen in our relationship. And he said usually that's what happens after the death of a child.
Oh, sure.
You get, like, paralyzed.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's exactly. And that's why I had to tell you about my twins, because that's exactly what happened. So.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
thank
free to,
you so very
free
much.
To call, feel free to call back in. Yeah, you know.
I will.
And
I
talk to you again. It's like,
special.
This is one of those places where it's like there's no limits on the amount of times you can call back in. We have people not just here, but over on the Spiritual Learning Connection. It's like I'll give you that number too. It's 714-333-3354. Yeah, lots of all threes in the middle, and then 3-3.
Okay.
Yep. And
thank you so much, you guys. You're wonderful.
Okay. You thank you.
You.
All right.
Okay.
God bless. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay, we're going to try area code 617 again. Let's see if they're here yet. Area code 617, are you on with us?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Good.
There we go.
Good. Hi.
I'm just calling for a general to see what's going on with my life.
Okay, and what is your first name?
Catherine.
Catherine.
Do you see me driving soon, or a car soon?
You know what? It's funny because I'm not. What the vision I got was ups and downs, and smooth. Okay. So yes, I do. You know, okay, they now, you have to remember, timing is not always right, okay? What I heard was March, okay, but you could have it before March, all right? And it does feel, it doesn't feel brand new, you know, but it's not a bomb either, okay? They're so funny. I think it's the Beach Boys who sing it, I get around, round, round, I get around. So it's a car that's going to get you around. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is important, you know. You take a bus now?
Yeah,
because that's what I'm seeing. I know what it's like. I busted at one a couple times in my life, you know. Be grateful you have that, because, you know, where I live now, there are no buses. Yeah, so be grateful, you know. But I do feel something coming, and I'm hearing it's through a friend of a friend. That's how I'm getting it. Okay.
My boyfriend supposed to be buying me a truck.
Okay.
Supposedly.
All right. Then
I'm
that.
Sure.
Yeah, that makes.
I'm like, when I supposed to be getting it? Because I supposed to got it ever since last year.
Yeah. No, I am getting. You know, and again, timing. You know, I'm getting by. You know, by March, but that could be. It could be tomorrow. I don't know. But again, through a friend of a friend. Okay. And
oh, yeah,
it will get you.
Yeah, you're right, because he did say his friend was looking for a truck for us.
Okay.
A mechanic guy, yes, he was looking for transportation for him to give to me, so.
Yeah.
You are right, so
yeah.
It'd be, so I got to wait till March, you said?
Well, and again, you have to remember that timing is not always correct, and for all I know, the person's last name might be March. Do you know what I mean? I just give the message. Okay? That's,
oh, okay. I said you
yeah.
said the president. Oh,
you know, I don't, yeah, they're saying by March, you know, so it could be by somebody with the last name March. I really don't know. Timing is very difficult to establish, okay?
But it will happen, okay.
Yes, it will. You will get around. I'm hearing the Beach Boys all get around, round. I'm not going to sing and kill you guys, but
right
yeah.
I love that song.
It's a fun song, you know?
It is.
Now they're playing this other song, Won't You Buy Me a Mercury? Who sings that? Steve Miller. That's another old song. It's a really cool cruising song. So, yeah. So you'll definitely, and it will definitely have a radio if they're playing all these songs. So.
Yeah, that's good to know, too.
Yeah, oh, it stinks driving around in a car that doesn't have a radio. Boring, you know, or at least a CD player or whatever, you know.
Right, right.
You know?
You're right. You're right.
So.
You're so sweet.
Okay. So.
Okay. So I got your thing in the car you were on to get the read and everything. Pamela Commins, right?
Right. C-U-M-M-I-N-S. No G. I-N-S. Okay.
Well, it's
C-U-M-M-I-N-S.
I-N-S. Oh, C-U-M-I-N-S. Okay. I got it. Oh, okay.
C-U-M-M-I-N-S. There's two M's.
Okay. Oh, two M's.
Okay.
Okay.
And you can always find me on, you know, Psychics Gone Wild, too. The .com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have all the readers there, and Kelly, because Kelly is a reader, even though she doesn't think she is, you know. But we're all on that website.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
I'll go on here, too. And you also give out a number, the 333 number. That's another talk show.
Yeah, it is. 714, and it's 333-3354.
Right.
And in fact, Pamela
is
on tonight at 8 Eastern time.
Yeah, that's more of a learning station. We do take some calls, but it is more, you know, where we're teaching things. So.
I know. I would love to call that number and just play a picture and listen.
Yeah.
Because I want to get my spiritual stuff back into shape, too. Okay.
Okay.
So when the best time to call, every night or just certain nights?
For the psychic learning connection, there's different times, you know, it does change.
You kind of call that number, and basically Blog Talk will tell you, you know, this show is going to be on in so many hours, you know, so then you kind of look at your clock and go, oh, this time. So, you know,
okay,
and we have all of our shows in archives, which is really nice. So if there's shows that you want to go in and listen to, you know, if you can't listen to them live, you can go back in and still get the information in the archives.
Okay, so that number is 714-333-3354.
That is it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. God bless you. I'll be calling you back soon. Okay, God. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Pamela, we got three people left. We got 11 minutes. Let's go.
Okay, we'll do our best.
Yeah. Okay, this one is a 1166. It's a really long number. I'm thinking this might be an international number. Hello, are you on air this today?
Hi. It's Diana. No, I'm not. It must be a Skype thing.
Oh, okay. Skype number. Okay, there we go.
I'm really enjoying all the readings. I mean, it's fascinating. I mean, you're really good. It's you've got everybody pegged, and you know, I don't have a question. I guess just whatever comes up for me, whatever message, any, you know, whatever shows up,
okay,
would be great.
All right. Well, I got two songs already. Okay, I got On and On, Slipping and a Sliding. And then I heard the song lyric, I Will Get By, okay? And it just feels like you need to move forward, think about exactly where you're going, and I see you succeeding. And I have no idea what they're talking about. I hope you know, but you need to go for it. I feel like it's something new that you're learning. I'm not sure if it's a class or a life lesson, okay? But I'm getting that it's important, and you're smarter than what you think you are, and I get that sometimes you get so frustrated at yourself, like, I'm not smart enough, I should know better, you know, those kinds of things. And to speak kindly to yourself because you have more power. They're so funny. I'm hearing the song, I Got the Power. You have more power than you know, okay? And I'm getting you're very brave, you're very strong, and you have a lot of knowledge, okay? So I feel like there's something you need to go through, but you will succeed, okay? I'm also getting to let people help you. It feels like you help so many people, but you don't allow yourself to be helped, okay? And that's really important. And they're saying, you give, you need to receive. Okay? That's what I'm getting. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll have to think about that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that is, but I bet it fits. I just can't place it right now. But
yeah, sometimes you have to just, you know, let it go by and think, but it will come to you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Thank you. And feel free to call back in. We'll say that to anybody else here. Okay, we got two more here, and our first one is area code 352. 352, you are on with us.
Hi. I had a question to ask. My boyfriend's been missing since September 8th, and I was wanting to know if you had any take on that.
Does he have a connection to Michigan?
Yeah.
Okay, because I heard Michigan, whatever that means. Okay.
Okay.
I don't feel like he's in trouble or anything, or maybe that's not the right word to say. I don't feel like he's like badly injured. Okay. But I
okay.
do feel like there are some problems there, but something with Michigan. Okay. And
okay.
I'm just getting he will be found.
He will be found?
He will be found, yes.
He was. Yes. He grew up in Michigan, but he lived in Florida.
Yeah, but I'm just feeling a connection to Michigan. So.
Okay.
Okay?
And you're saying that we will find him?
Yes, you will find him, okay? And I know this sounds like a long time, but I heard by May.
May?
Okay. May, yes.
Okay.
Okay?
What?
You know, and you, please remember
that he crossed over. Do you pick up anything like that?
That he crossed over?
Yeah.
I'm not getting that. I'm not getting that he's seriously injured. You know?
Okay.
It's weird. I'm not picking much up on him. I'm just getting something with Michigan.
Okay.
Okay. I wish I could give you more, but it's not very clear.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for calling in.
That must be scary, you know, the not knowing. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody up and disappears, and it's like, and then we've got something going on in chat there too. It's like we'll take this last caller here, and then I want to address something that's kind of happening in chat. So,
okay.
Area code 301. You are on with us here. Hello, area code 301. They dropped, or else blogged them off, one or the other.
Yeah.
Okay. Cynthia here in chat was saying that, let's see if I'm trying to go back through and read this. It's like her son was murdered. The people that they think did it, they let him move out of state like a week after it happened. And then she said something to the effect of she had to give some DNA and, okay, this guy was confidential informant for Citrus County, Florida. Let's see. She had to get some DNA in jail or something like that because my chat keeps messing with her. And she said it was going around the jail that they cut her son up to dispose of his body parts. Are you getting anything on anything on this? It's
okay.
Like, oh my goodness.
And I have to be honest, I'm not very good when it comes to missing people or, you know, that kind of stuff, okay? I'm getting that justice will be served, things will be solved, okay? And
yeah.
I know this sounds weird, but I am hearing to get a medium, okay? somebody who will be able to give more clues because, you know, honestly, this is...
I was going to say, isn't that who you're having on tonight? Is the medium on tonight's show?
Yeah, Belle's going to be on tonight, you know, so, you know... Yeah, give us a call then. I can't promise that we'll get to everybody because obviously I want to interview her, but you know, because quite honestly, I'm just getting that justice will be served. And okay, I'll be blunt. This is exactly how I heard it. Justice will be served, but in the meantime, it's a bitch. Excuse the language, but that's you know, but that's the way they are putting it. And it's nice that the you know my guides and angels are acknowledging. You know, that some of Earth's lessons are not easy lessons.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Very true. All righty.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so Cynthia, it's like make an effort there to maybe if you can tonight call in. Pamela's guest tonight is going to be Belle Salisbury, and the number there is 714-333-3354, and her show is it's from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern time, correct?
That's correct, and it's the spiritual learning connection.
Spiritual learning connection.
we're going to get that.
You and I are both going to get this. It'll be all good. All righty. Well, goodness. We got through everybody today. It's like, that was nice. All righty, and we've actually got 4 minutes left. It's like...
Oh, good. Well, I'm just going to... I'm just going to remind everybody of my special that's on until Friday evening.
Yes.
I am doing half-hour readings. I'm giving $20 off, and that will also, if you're a new client, you get an additional $10 off, so that's $30 off a half-an-hour reading that goes to Friday. I do ask that you make a payment in PayPal. You know, don't call me Friday and say I want a reading and, you know, schedule it for 2 weeks later and think that you can pay then. I would appreciate it.
Right.
Yeah, because that's not fair to everybody else. But this is an offer only for Psychics Gone Wild and the Psychic Learning Connection. Again, tonight
and
on the...
And anybody listening in archives.
Yeah.
They hear it in time.
If you hear it in archives, that includes you, too. And the Spiritual Connection, the Spiritual Learning Connection, we're going to get this name changed right. Tonight is at 8 o'clock, and it's with Belle Salisbury. She is the founder of Belle Esprit magazine, which is an online magazine. Oh yeah. Yeah, Belle's really neat. She's also another Northern girl who moved down to North Carolina.
Going south of the sun.
Yeah. Well, it's warmer down here. I'm excited about that. So please listen to us tonight. You know, lots of good things going on. And Kelly, if you have any announcements, maybe your coffee, your healthy coffee.
I'm sitting here learning stuff as I'm reading chat because Jay wrote in and says Pamela writes a column in that magazine. It's like,
yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. I write the Love Channel column, and also I took over. Kimberly Ward, she's on sabbatical, so I'm taking over her dream column. So right now I will be writing two columns. I don't know how long I will be writing Kim's, but she wants to write a book, so I understand that.
Wow. Okay. And then you gave that as it's spelled BELLESPRIT.com.
Right. And
where we can find that. That's cool.
Yeah, and it's really a French word that means beautiful spirit. Yeah, and I'm sure that Belle could pronounce it a lot better than I can, you know, because everybody, I even thought it was Belle's spirit, but it's Bellesprit or something
Belle,
like that.
It looks like Bellesprit or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something like that, you know, but I speak lousy French, so.
I would like to learn. It's like, yeah, there's a lot of languages I would like to learn besides American.
Yeah.
The rest of the world calls us, you know, the dumb Americans, because we only know one language. I'm like going, yeah, we got 3,000 miles worth of land that we only have to speak one language usually, which is really different than in Europe.
Yes,
oh,
Europe
God.
Speaks a lot of different languages. It's
languages.
Totally different over there. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, lots of good things coming up. I also want to tell people that, you know, I'm not an astrologer, but the alignment is a little bit out. You know, the planets or whatever. Yeah, things just are feeling a little funky. you know, for everybody. So, you know that hopefully things will shift back to normal. Kelly, you usually know more about that than I do.
Yeah, I do, and it's like my guidebook for the year is on order. It's like I ordered the Llewellyn's Moon book, and I just went in. I got into Hastings this past week, and I ordered it. Special order because they didn't have any in stock out here in Idaho. So in about a week it'll be here, so then I'll know what's going on. But yeah, I noticed that it's communications and stuff. I said it almost feels like a Mercury retrograde. I'm not sure what's going on. I can't remember. I know there was one of the big outer planets. 10 seconds, thank you. That was in. It's in retrograde until the end of this month, and there's something that's still in retrograde, and the rest of them have turned around and gone forward. So it's like I'm not sure of the Mercury stuff. It's like as many miscommunications has been going on lately, I'm almost wondering if Mercury is out of whack. So either that or somebody suggested that possibly with the shift and stuff that we have going on, people are a little bit unsettled. You know how it is when you got kind of like new shoes, when you get new shoes, you got to break them in. So it's kind of like that kind of a shift for everybody. It's like people have been calling and going, I'm spiritual, and suddenly, I wasn't spiritual, and suddenly I am. It's like, well, that's kind of cool. It's like, go with that,
Right.
This is a new place to learn and new openings and stuff. So anyway, all right, well, thank all you guys in chat for being here today. And, anything else? Any last-minute moments? Let's see. I'm trying to think what the rest of our week is. We have Celeste on Psychics Gone Wild on Wednesday. We've got Dina and Jethro on Thursday. And I know Jethro's hosting on Friday and Saturday, and then I'm hosting on Sunday, and that's all I know for right now. I know Jethro's lining up some different guests, and we're kind of looking at that. And just check in with us at www.psychicsgonewild.com. And remember us here. We're 7 days a week at 773-897-6461. And also over on the Spiritual Learning Connection.
You got it, Kelly.
I know. I was like, the Spiritual Learning Channel. No, the Spiritual Learning Connection. There we go. I still am trying to say channel on that this fast. Is 714-333-3354. And Pamela will be on tonight with Belle Salisbury. So anyway, call in and give her a listen. And if you can't listen live, you can always listen in archives, because we got all of our shows archived. So it's awesome. Anything else? Blessings and have a good day.
Yeah. Have a great day. And Kelly, I will talk to you next week, next Tuesday.
All righty. Sounds good. Have a wonderful week till then.
You too. Okay.
And Bertie, calm down. Bertie went quiet, didn't he?
Yes. He might be sleeping. All that exertion, He's only a parakeet. He's a little thing, so.
He sings good, though. Okay. We will talk to you next week. Have a good one.
You too. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.